You're listening to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. We're into the summer months now, when all the players and all the coaches take a rest. Not quite strictly true. I'm delighted to say on the line, he's back for a fourth season. It's the head coach, Ryan Finnerty. Ryan, thank you very much for joining me. It's, well, first of all, welcome back to Brayhead Clan. It'll be your fourth season in charge of the team as you look ahead. How much are you looking forward to being back for another year in Glasgow?
Yeah, obviously that was always my intention was to come back. And you know, after this year, I think we learned a lot of, you know, learned a lot about what works and what doesn't, and I'm excited to build on what we did.
Now, you've had 3 years at the club so far. Does the challenge of making this team successful grow ever harder?
Yeah, I mean, every year you want to get better, and you know, you look at the league, we're a point off year before last, and last year we were, you know, 5 points off, 2.5 games back, and you know, we're obviously doing some things right here, but we're desperate for that league title. But you know, it's a long run to get there, and it kind of starts now with your recruitment and making sure that you're getting guys signed up that you want back and that can get back. And it's a full time all year round job now. It's not an 8 month job for this side of it, anyways.
Now, just a quick reflection on last season, if we may. Competing in the Champions Hockey League, a third-place league finish, as you touched upon, winning the Gardner Conference, just missing out on the playoffs, I would say are the main headlines from the last season just there. How do you reflect on the 2015-16 campaign?
I think a bit of a roller coaster up and down. I think anybody who followed us would probably agree with that. But we had a lot of new faces, and we went through... like every team, we went through our ups and downs, and it wasn't a great start. Again, we started on the road there, and previous years we did pretty well. This year it took us a while to get that win, so we kind of started on the back foot and behind the, you know, a lot of negativity, and obviously fans were upset, and I think it was our first win was in Coventry, an overtime win. 1-0 overtime win that got us going, and then we'd have a good run leading into coming home to Brayhead, and kind of worked our way back up from, I think, at eighth at one point in the league, and fought our way back up to the top. And you know, we had some situations that weren't great. Looking back, you wish to avoid those, but that's hockey. That's sports. It'll always happen. And you know, and then probably, you know, I look back on the season, I think of that February month where we just got depleted with injuries and to key players. And you look back and think, man, if we could have just squeaked out, you know, that win there or this win there, and, you know, we even when we played well, we couldn't find ways to score goals. And, you know, it could have been a different season. We could be having a completely different talk. But that's hockey, that's sports. And, you know, you got to take the rough with the smooth and move on. I was happy with the way we finished. I mean, we went on that seven or eight game run, and you know, once we got healthy, and then unfortunately, you know, that overtime again in playoffs is, you know, that's killed us now 2 years in a row where we're one shot away from going to playoff final. But you know, it was a hard fought series against a very good Fife team.
So has the season left you with a feeling of unfinished business again?
I think everybody who doesn't win has that feeling. I think even Sheffield, we're not getting to the playoff final and not winning that last game of the year. I think every team has that. In the way this league is set up, I mean, outside of Nottingham, who have won the treble, every team should be wanting more for as long as I've been here. You know, whether you won the league and missed out on the Challenge Cup and playoffs, I don't think there's a coach in this league that is overly satisfied unless he wins all three trophies. And you know, so absolutely, you want to come back and you want to get stronger and get better as a coach and better as a team and better as an organization, and that's the goal for us here in Brayhead. I mean, we're a relatively still young team, but I think we've been competing at the top now for a few years, and I think you know, we just want to take that step forward and hopefully win a major trophy.
Now, I'm not expecting you to reveal anything about what's happening in terms of the team just yet, but can you tell us anything or give us an idea of how negotiations are going and if you've got possible targets lined up for the team for next season?
Yeah, obviously we're in negotiations, and it's no secret. You tie your British guys up, and then you worry about your import guys after that. And we're definitely in some deep negotiations, and you know, we got a few signatures on the docket, and we're making good progress. It's not as easy what people think. I think some people just think you have a chat and the way you go. There's a lot of different variables, especially with the British guys right now. There's a lot of different variables as far as, you know, where they are and where they're looking and maybe where their head's at. Obviously, it's up to every player and their agents to get the best deal, and it's up to Gareth and the Braid clan to make sure that the deals work and are fair. And you go from there. Some happen, you know, overnight, and some drag on, but... You know, just because there's no news going out from our side doesn't mean that there's not a ton of work in the background, because there is, you know, but we'll hopefully be able to get some announcements out, because we've got some exciting stuff, and then we move on to our import guys.
So finally, you've been a massive part of Brayhead Clan in the last three seasons. How much is Brayhead a massive part of you now?
Yeah, obviously it's huge. I mean, I got a great... Yeah, you know, we've built a great core of friends are Prince and myself and Emma from around, you know, fans and sponsors and just, you know, meeting people around the community that have gone to a couple games. It's become our little home. We're staying here year round this year, which is the first time I've ever done that. So we'll do all the visa work from within, and we'll be in Brayhead, which I think is good. I think it keeps me closer to. To the arena, keeps me closer to Andy and Gareth, and I think the three of us working together will you know, only benefit it, because sometimes, as you know, visa stuff can take as long for coaches as it does for players, and I want to make sure that I'm here and we're very well prepared and drilled for when the players arrive in August, and being here definitely helps that. It's a lot easier for everyone, and 8 hours behind or sometimes can make it tough to communicate, and we wanted to alleviate that. So yeah, like I said, it's definitely a big part of me. We've got a ton of friends here. We've made a little home here, and it's great. We really, really, really enjoy our time in Scotland, and we're glad to be able to continue it.